When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
See, Lee, what Rachel Good was doing when she hit that ICE agent so hard, she sent him flying, looks like about 10 feet to me. She's actually trying to help him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. According to Minnesota Attorney General and confirmed lunatic Keith Ellison.
What she was doing was an act of tremendous neighborliness. She clearly was not trying to harm anyone. She was actually trying to help people. And even at the moment of her death, she appeared to be trying to get away, not engage.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go look at the slowed down, blown up video I have pinned to the top of my Twitter feed at Tara Savage. Just go watch it. Share it with all your friends. You watch it. We're done here. His body goes flying. Lee, he's got bruises all over his body from being hit by that car. It couldn't be more obvious. But, you know, she's just trying to help. She's like a neighbor. She just wandered along. I mean, she just found herself at the scene, right? Headline, New York Post. Renee Nicole Good was Minneapolis ICE watch warrior who trained to resist feds before shooting. That doesn't sound like just a good neighbor who just randomly showed up or something. He was trying to help by attempting to kill him for the second time this year. Same guy. By the way, the last time an illegal immigrant tried to kill him, he got dragged in June by a lunatic illegal immigrant. 33 stitches, head injury, and several days in the hospital. So is he a little afraid for his life when you try to run him over? Why, yes, he is. Well, yes, he is.
Even without that incident, I could easily see the fear or the risk of bodily injury with someone in a, you know, 5,000-pound vehicle headed your way.
Absolutely. And again, why? Democrats want to act like, well, this woman, she was just trying to turn around. I mean, like, why would you shoot her? You're just so mean. They know better.
Yes.
They trained her. And this is what they do.
Today alone, in this country, there have been four different domestic terrorist attacks on federal officers by the ramming of vehicles. Three of them happened here in Minneapolis. We've seen over 100 of these vehicle rammings happen in just recent weeks, and this must stop. ICE alone is facing—
That's against ICE and Customs and Border Patrol, okay? Mm-hmm. You know what they need to do? They need to figure out who trained this woman. Go find them. See who's paying for them. We got an idea, because this got largely missed, Lee. About 2 days ago, there was a confab at the White House where they laid out that they have found $100 million in taxpayer money that is being funneled by the Democrats into Antifa and allied activities, and another $100 million from Democrat donors that is also being funneled in. You follow that path, you're going to find who trained her. You're going to find why she's dead. You're going to find all of that. Now, here's the thing, okay? We've heard these Democrat officials and how they're reacting to this self-defense shooting.
We should not have ICE agents patrolling our streets. They're not needed. They create chaos and they even create deaths.
There are going to be protests around this entire country because of the state-sanctioned execution that we all saw.
Blood is clearly on the hands of those individuals within the administration.
ICE has been carrying out state-sanctioned violence in our communities. We have seen them terrorize so many of citizens.
Meanwhile, Tim Walz is calling for civil war. He is the governor of Minnesota.
When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy.
No, the nation's not doing that. No, they're not. Now, contrast that, Lee, with how Chicago Police Department Superintendent Larry Snelling handled things when other liberal lunatics boxed in ICE and attempted to execute them by opening fire. Just one of so many attempted executions by the left. This is Chicago PD Superintendent Larry Snelling. And listen to how he describes this, because he could be describing what Rachel Good did, Lee. He could be describing that. But this is a very different take. This is earlier. It's last year.
Federal agents, ICE, are officers. They are agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles, it is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. And it's reasonable for them to use force based on those conditions. Do not box in any law enforcement officer. You are breaking the law when you do that. And you are putting yourself in danger. Following law enforcement agents around.
And he goes on to say, following law enforcement agents around is dangerous. It could cost you your life. That's how this should have been responded to.
Yeah.
Calls for calm. Stop trying to intimidate ICE agents with your car. No, you don't get to hit them because you're mad about immigration law. And you know what? It's like Scott Jennings said brilliantly on CNN. Look, I'm really mad right now. We all are, that we have to pay federal taxes since we're being defrauded by the Democrat Party at such a high rate. But I don't take my car and go to the IRS parking lot and run over an IRS agent.
No.
People would clearly recognize, you know, that's a crime. And Scott Jennings says, no, we call our Congress members and we complain. But Democrats want a special privilege to just run over whoever they want.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's mind-blowing.
Yes.
But look, there's a reason this is all happening.
Yep.
This is a war. Americans haven't seen this. This is a classic guerrilla-style war that has always been used by the Marxists. It was the favored tactic of their hero, Karl Marx, going all the way back to the 1800s. That's what you're watching. You're watching a classic guerrilla war on America's streets. Now, in a war, what always drives a war? And you get to know, you read history, bottom of any kind of war. What is it really about? It's about resources, about money, ultimately. How much money might this war be about? Okay, here's your homework assignment. Everybody in this audience has a homework assignment today. You need to go to Just the News. It's the website for John Solomon, former investigative reporter for The Hill. Now he's independent. Read this. Feds probe hundreds of millions in suspected Somali cash in luggage leaving Minneapolis airport. One airport. 2 years. His sources, the Department of Homeland Security, tell him Minneapolis travelers, all of whom just happened to be Somali, weird, moved $347 million in their luggage in cash in 2024 and another $350 million, Lee, in 2025.
Apparently they hadn't heard of Venmo.
You know, there is this thing called Venmo. Here's the line.
Or any number of, you know.
Yeah. Here's the line that's really chilling. And the totals nationwide are likely much higher. Again, that's just the Minneapolis airport. $700 million in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I started out talking about this earlier. Folks in our audience are just gobsmacked. Texter writes, good to know a U.S. citizen paying $17,000 cash for a used car gets flagged and tracked. Talking about themselves.
Yeah.
But billions in my tax dollars can be shipped overseas or walked through airports as suitcases with no questions asked.
Yep.
Apparently, my hard-earned cash is the real national security threat. Apparently.
Yes.
You're not Somali, are you? You vote Democrat at a high rate? No, well, that's your problem. This article, Lee, every paragraph of this article is a bombshell that goes off in your head. TSA agents routinely flagged the cash movements to Customs and Border Protection, Homeland Security investigations. But there was little curiosity during the Biden administration, and investigations into the nature and players only began recently since Donald Trump returned to the White House. Now, you've probably heard about this money moving through the Minnesota airport. We've talked about it all week, right? But it's the scale of it we're finding out right now, Lee. Mm-hmm. Another official said that when federal officials inquired with Minnesota officials, they often got accused of being racist for asking questions about Somali immigrants. By the end of 2025, John Solomon reports, they're moving $1 million a day in cash just through the Minneapolis airport.
Nice gig if you can get it.
I know. You and I have been doing this totally wrong. It's like I've been saying to my husband, you know, we need one of these daycares.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll run it from our, I don't know, garage or something.
Exactly. Well, I mean, we can just make up an address. It can be some field and outside of Simpsonville. And it doesn't make any difference.
So. Hey, you got a field out there at DeBunker,
oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. What's the daycare now?
Acres. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Federal and state law enforcement officials said that Somali cash flows were well known in counterterrorism circles since 2016 because of concerns that the money was going to Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and Boko Haram. But most tracking the money ended when the money reached Dubai because of a lack of interest and curiosity during the Biden administration, even as the transfers grew in size. Like, how much growth are we talking? Oh, next paragraph. The Somali couriers are believed to be part of a much larger system in which legal and illegal immigrants are moving tens of billions of dollars a year out of the United States via flights or remittance payment vendors. And that's how the Somalis were doing this. They didn't sneak it. They have their own remittance payment vendors who declare it and move it. So the problem came when TSA agents for years have been calling the federal government, federal prosecutors. I've played the interviews with one of them. And they're just told me, no big deal. We don't want to know. Nope. La-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da, hands over our ears. This is going to get so big, Lee. This could bring down the Democrat Party. Like, this is one of these things. You could see the outlines of it. It's a Leviathan under the water. This is one of these things that and I'm very excited about this. Don't be mad. Be excited. We finally got this. Can you imagine if Trump didn't win and they managed to put him in prison for the rest of his life? This is why they try to put him in prison for the rest of his life. It all makes sense. So we're good. We're getting it. Now, a lot of you are leaving these comments on my social media. You're very cynical. I get it. We've been through a lot. We're never going to see arrest. We're not going to ever. No. Okay. The first prosecution of one of these Somali fraudsters was under who? Donald Trump. When? March. He's got 90 of them so far this year. FBI has been on the ground since May. A lot of people don't understand that. So look, take a deep breath. It's going to be good. Because I'm telling you what this looks like, this Leviathan under the water, this is the kind of thing that's so big. It's not just fraud. This could psychologically, like, hive mind change the United States. The people of the United States are like, literally our relationship with our government. It could end the Democrat Party wandering the woods like Hillary for decades. It could. It's starting to look that big.